WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, thank goodness for television. I've been in the house for a year. Yeah, not much to do. Well, I could learn something or read, but anyway, here are some of the good TV shows I watched this week. Your Honor, with Bryan Cranston, really good, well acted, well written, and a moral dilemma of all time. Your son accidentally kills someone in a car accident, but it is the son of a mafia guy killer, so you lie to protect him from being killed in revenge, got it? Oh yeah, and you're a judge, so all kinds of legal stuff is involved and police stuff, and okay, it's a very well done show, I love it. Big Sky. Two psychos, one old one who's a cop, and one young Anthony Perkins Bates Motel kind of loony who hates his mother, are kidnapping hookers and selling them for slavery. Uh-huh. Only by mistake they take two nice girls. Scary stuff ensues. And who are fighting them are linked in a strange way also. They both had sex with one of their husbands. Yeah, but this is more important. To solve the crime, you think? The actor playing the young kidnapper is riveting, frightening, scary, scary good. Prodigal Son. Again, murder. I'm on the theme here, I guess. The son of a serial killing doctor is a police profiler. He solves murders as he's inherited some genes that help him know psychopaths, you know what I mean? Great acting from Sheen as the crazed doctor. He's in jail in a weird setup where he's in therapy with other killers. And then the family he left behind cope with their own stuff, a son, a daughter, a very weird wife who's a little complicit. Sometimes this show is too scary to watch at night, so I wait and I see it in the daytime on demand. The Bachelor, that old thing. This time he's a good-looking, seemingly decent young guy, but he was put in a terrible position because they bring tons of new girls just as the old girls were getting eliminated, so it's sparking catfights. And then there's a couple of, again, psychos who we see ruining everything, but he can't see it. Finally, he does and lets them go. And, oh, one of those women is so obnoxious. It's obviously fake that producers must have, like, put her there for drama. I've never seen anyone so hateful on television. But the guy is starting to kiss too many and give too many the BS, you are the one. So I don't know if I'm going to watch the whole season. Also, they've sunk to a lot of misogyny. Girls boxing, fighting, mud fights, stuff like that. No. And then I go to escape to the Discovery Channel, Real Life Murderers. Yeah, somehow they distracted me from the days of Drumpf, i.e. Voldemort. But now I can watch the Senate and House do real damage to this fascist pig. So bring on the impeachment hearings. The only bad thing is we'll have to see his orange bloated face and listen to his voice. But, oh well. And stay away from that new congressperson, that QAnon sicko. They support her, but you don't have to. And oh yeah, I have a laser in the sky to start fires. Either, well, never mind. Read the news if you don't know what I mean. The paper reported today the biggest spreaders of COVID are adults from the age 20 to 49. Oh, come on, you idiots. You're old enough to know better. You're killing your own relatives. And one out of four people will not take the vaccine in America, which doesn't help us get rid of it. Oh, I might go out today and I hope no snow falls on my head from buildings like it's been doing in New York. Okay, I'll walk on the street. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.